sorry, just to add here, like, a lot of children here have never seen a cow also here, like, because it's not like...
I know. I also miss. I miss the cow. The closest I came was to see kangaroos. Yeah, it's true, but I'm telling you, luckily I hear the birds here. But yeah, but you miss some of these sights and sounds. Cow walking on the street. Yeah. You must take. Not only Goshala, let them understand that how India has developed organically. People don't understand the story of India. That how it has developed organically. And then you understand that how the sense of the secret blossoms, how everything becomes a means. I mean, I miss the many things. Now I've been traveling last 24 years. It's not first time. So many countries. But every time the mix of sounds where the temple gong and the cyclewala and the chirping of birds and the cha-cha-pa-pa going on, the barking of dogs, everything mixing together and coming. It's very interesting.
And the kindness and tolerance it teaches.
Yeah, it teaches you.
We don't want to cut people off.
Either it's like, itna sannata kyun hai, bhai?
Even the roads, the cows are walking, still, they're fine. Yeah, like, it's not like the end of the world. Yeah.
People stop. Sometimes when the cow is sitting, you go like... Yes. It's that's why I'm saying you learn things inbuilt in the fabric. So
I have seen, sorry, cows in India, when I went to India, so when I go, like, step out of the house, the cows is there, stop, the sense of, you know, I feel like touching. And here I went to some place, you know, like we had Vedanta, there were cows, I wanted to touch, but she was looking, so I like, it was like ferocious anybody,
But again, I'm not saying ki you should keep the road dirty, this is not what I'm implying. But I'm just implying that you have to understand India's story is the least understood story. Mm-hmm. And in today's times, it is important to bring out that story and to tell it to the world in the true way. As I was talking about, like, women empowerment. Mm-hmm. And you talk about, you know, I was very surprised because I have read the Ramayana, Mahabharata. I mean, Draupadi is so empowered. What a woman. Those, you know, they try to disrobe her. She takes it upon herself. She brings down a whole empire. Handling 5 mighty warrior husbands. Keeping them together. It goes beyond all moral, ethical, limited sense. Ultimate icon of empowerment, Draupadi. She is married to 5 men. And people raise fingers at her. She doesn't cringe or run away from debate. She is asked in the Kuru Sabha, is it dharma you have done? She says, yes. And she convinces them how it is dharma. He says, well, you may convince, but do you think nobody will accept it? Then she says something very powerful. Ultimate empowerment. She says, dharma ho rakshati dharma ha. I stand by dharma, dharma will protect me. Can you imagine that empowerment? So these are the stories which should be brought out. I told you about the story of Satyakam Jabali, and people are not aware. The story of India needs to be told in several ways. And all of us here, and beauty is it connects with Sri Aurobindo. Sri Aurobindo speaks about Sanatana Dharma. He says, India is Sanatana Dharma and Sanatana Dharma is India. So what is Sanatana Dharma? Sanatana Dharma is that entire story of what he writes about Ramayana and Mahabharata. When you read it, you feel like reading. I mean, I have read, but there are people who after that say, ask me, where should I read it? Because it has brought those things, the high Aryan ethics, values, code. If you just read the translation of the lineage of Raghu Vansham, Kalidas and Sri Aurobindo translates it. Okay, and he says, who were these great rulers who governed? And if you read that, you will wonder that, yes, this is an ideal worth following. Okay, so I'll read something from collected poem. This is what I thought before we close. Yeah. Thank you.
There is a class here.
Yeah. I know. Thank you.
And today's session, I think women has led the direction of the session mostly.
Yeah. Okay, do you know something very interesting?
I'm thinking of asking about men empowerment.
No. Do you know ultimate icon of woman empowerment, the tribute to feminine? Many such things are there. The great warrior, the hero of the Mahabharata war, becomes a woman for full 1 year. Arjun? Padini. Yeah. So he becomes a woman for full 1 year. And he lives as a woman, and he is, it comes very handy for him. That's a different thing. So many things, see these stories. Ardhanarishwar is different. But this is, Okay, so I'll just read these lines from the poem Rishi. The background is, if everything is destroyed, this pralaya, doomsday. So what was the picture in doomsday? That everybody is trying to escape, and some rich people or wealthy people have made a spacecraft. You must have seen that movie, no? I think 2020, that was the movie. And there is also shown India mein poor ek poor athananga. Some scientist, a little bit tribute, but all washed away. But now what happens after it is washed away? They go to Africa and they start building again. So in India, you have the idea of pralaya. So this story is in the setting of post-pralaya. So pralaya has taken place. And there is the Arctic Circle, where there is all ice. Ice age has come. So Manu is the king. He has to now start this whole creation. He meets a rishi who has stayed alive. So he asks him that, I have all this wide dominion, but I don't know now what to do. Tell me something. The most essential knowledge that we should carry and we should teach the children. That's how, we think about knowledge means all kinds of books and everything. So this aspect is, it goes in various, it's a very long poem. I am reading just the end part. After giving many sides of the knowledge, which is essentially the Vedic knowledge if you want to understand in a poetic way, the Rishi. But at the end, he tells him what is the most fundamental thing to know to the king. And you'll see what powerful lines are these. We are but sparks of that most perfect fire. We started with fire. We are closing with most perfect, the supremal creation. We are not, now we have gone beyond man, woman, communist, democrat. We are but sparks of that most perfect fire. Waves of that sea, from him we come, to him we go, desire eternally. This is the one desire which, manifests in various ways. And so long as he wills, our separate birth is and shall be. Shrink not from life, O Aryan, but with mirth and joy receive. See what a otherworldly. Go back into, mountain, run away. What is this knowledge is giving? Shrink back not from life, O Aryan, but with mirth and joy receive his good and evil, sin and virtue, all he bids till he bids thee leave. That's what we are discussing yesterday in Mahabharata, what level he takes. Ashwatthama story, Hatohata, goes beyond good and evil. Till he bids thee leave, but while thou livest, perfectly fulfill thy part, conceive earth as thy stage, thyself the actor strong, the drama his. earth as thy stage, thyself the actor strong, the drama his. Work, but the fruits to God alone belong, who only is. Work, love, and know, so shall thy spirit win immortal bliss. There is no end of knowledge, there is no end of love, there is no end of service. Whom should we love? Love men. Love God. Fear not to love. O King, fear not to enjoy. Have you heard this kind of a doctrine? Fear not to love. O King, fear not to enjoy. For death is a passage, grief, a fancied thing, fools to annoy. From self escape, this little small self, from self escape and find in love alone a higher joy. See, love is one of the power that saves you from that little self. And one of the civilizational failures today is deficiency of vitamin L. And of course, vitamin F also. And vitamin D, but not the D of D, but D of divine. Vitamin faith, love is missing in life. So Manu says, O Rishi, I have wide dominion. The earth obeys and heaven opens far beyond the sun. Her golden gaze, but him I seek, the still and perfect one, the sun, not rays. He says that this, you are, don't confuse me. I am seeking the ultimate, highest, not the rays. So what does the Rishi say? The final word of the poem. Seek him upon the earth. That highest is here. Seek him upon the earth. For thee he set in the huge press of many worlds to build a mighty state for man's success. So you see, it's not just this world. All the worlds are here in earth, within earth. All the world that you are seeking here, there, ultimate, the very ultimate is here upon earth. They say, who seeks his goal, perfect thy human might, perfect the race. So what does this perfection mean? For thou art he, with a capital H, Tattvamasi. For thou art he, O King, only the night is on thy soul, night of ignorance. For thou art he, O King, only the night is on thy soul, by thy own will. Remove it and recover the serene whole. This is the path shown by India, the Sanatana Dharma and Sri Aurobindo's Yoga. What is the path to man's ascension? Remove the ignorance first. All else is later on. Otherwise, we'll keep on doing, you know, fitni. You know what is fitni? Fitni is you may churn water for a million years. You won't get butter out of it. This is water. You may debate and discuss. At the end, you will get nothing. First, make it milk by that concentrated knowledge, concentrated in endeavor. Then you can bring out makhan out of it. So, remove it and recover the serene whole. Thou art indeed. You are that wholeness which you are seeking here and there. Thou art indeed. Then raise up man, the lover, to God, the goal. Love leads towards oneness, toward that perfection, that roundedness, towards wholeness. We come back to that same thing. Mind cannot. The day humanity understands the limitations of the mind, and the fulfillment can only be through the divine, call by any names. Don't make a religion out of him. But the divine consciousness, which is full, perfect. This is the message, ultimate message of India. And this is what Swami Vivekananda spoke in the Parliament of Religions. And this is the thing which we should live in our lives and communicate to the world. That there is a way. We don't force. People may listen, may not listen. But say it with conviction. Say it with strength. Say it with all the force at your disposal. that there is a way of life. And this is the way that has been told to us, as the Vedic Rishi says, we have got it from our forefathers. So we can say that we are continuing that wonderful thing about the gospel of the sacred fire. Okay, so maybe we can pause here.